More earnings ouches. Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California. From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. On this Wednesday morning, our special coverage of the financial crisis turns to the continuing fallout in the latest round of earnings reports. More losses from big names today, raising the worry even further. We're in for a pretty severe recession. Aircraft maker Boeing says its third quarter earnings dipped by 38%. Drug company Merck is swallowing a 28% loss. And that's not all, as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
Americans seem to be cutting back on those costly spoonfuls of medicine these days. Brand name drugs are losing ground to generics in this economic downturn. That's the message behind this morning's disappointing earnings at Merck. Sales were down 2%. The pharma company now says it's planning to cut 12% of its workforce. That's 7,200 jobs. The New Jersey-based drug maker blames falling sales. Earlier this week, Pfizer also reported a slump in sales, but said cost cuts help keep the company's profits impressive. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Wachovia reported a staggering $24 billion loss this morning. The bank is still on track to be picked up by Wells Fargo. McDonald's executives, on the other hand, will have some Happy Meals today. McDonald's beat expectations with an 11% jump in profit, but French fries aren't enough to lift Wall Street's mood. The Dow is down 263 points to 8,769, a loss of nearly 3%. The Nasdaq is down 32 points to 1663, nearly 2%. The S&P 500 down 34 points, more than 3.5% to 920. Earnings worries took Japan's Nikkei down nearly 7% today. Markets in Europe are down more than 3%. The euro is down to near two-year lows today against the dollar. The British pound is at its lowest level in 5 years. And another example of nervousness. Argentina's leftist government announced late yesterday it was nationalizing the country's private pension system. Its bond yield skyrocketed while the local stock market plummeted 11% to its lowest level in 4 years. From the America's Desk at WLRN, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has more.
Argentina's private pensions are somewhat like 401k accounts in the U.S. 3 million Argentines pay $5 billion into the system each year. Argentina says it's taking over the pension system to protect workers from losses due to declines in global markets. Business journalist Julieta Tardes is with the Argentine paper Crónica. She says really the Argentine government is strapped for cash and faces mounting debts.
Exports are declining and commodity prices are falling, and the government won't collect the taxes they did in years past. They don't have any other place to find money.
Back in 2001, Argentina defaulted on $95 billion in bonds, the largest sovereign debt default ever. Since then, no one in the international credit markets has been willing to lend to Argentina. The pension takeover is expected to be approved in the coming days by Argentina's Congress. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Today's silver lining can be seen in bank-to-bank lending rates. They fell sharply overnight, showing further signs credit is becoming easier. Kmart is putting out national ads reminding customers credit isn't the only way to buy things. There's layaway, too. The practice of paying for an item bit by bit before you can take it home dates back to the Great Depression. Kmart says the option suddenly has a great deal of relevance.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com.
By now, most of us know the name Joe Wurzelbacher, a.k.a. Joe the Plumber. It's all thanks to his opposition to Barack Obama's plan to increase taxes for people making more than $250,000 a year. Wurzelbacher in particular slammed Obama for wanting to, quote, spread the wealth around. Joe and John McCain have called that socialism. But commentator Will Wilkinson says All tax plans, even McCain's, are by nature wealth redistribution.
If you ask Joe, the money Joe's earned is Joe's money, and it should be up to Joe, not the government, how to spend it. Well, I'm on your side, Joe, sort of. I dream of a government limited to a few essential functions with a minimum of redistribution. Sadly, no major candidate is offering that. In the system we have, as opposed to the one you and I might want, democracy just is one big machine for spreading the wealth around. The real question is how much of whose money is taken and who gets it. Politics gets nasty because everyone wants to control the business end of the tax and spend stick. Joe, did you, like John McCain, but unlike Barack Obama, support the invasion and occupation of Iraq? Well, that's cost taxpayers over $1 trillion so far and has, like it or not, spread a whole lot of wealth to defense contractors. What do you think of McCain's proposed $5,000 family health care tax credit? It might be a great idea, but it's not a way of not spreading wealth. The wealthiest 5% pay almost 60% of all federal income taxes, and they'll be footing most of that bill, too. And if you're sniffing around for socialism, why not try Governor Sarah Palin's Alaska, where every year the state pays residents equal shares of state-owned oil revenues? The one thing McCain and Obama seem enthusiastically to agree on, energy independence, would spread wealth from consumers and taxpayers to politically favored energy firms. The big difference is which companies get the subsidies. Joe, if you're listening, I feel your pain, because it's worse than you think. There's no way out. My guess is that under McCain's slightly more pro-growth economic policies, there may be a bit more wealth to spread, and the weapons manufacturers will be secure in their meaty share. Under Obama's policies, the ethanol racket is safe, labor unions may see their fortunes rise, and even you get that middle-class tax cut. If you can plumb the depths of that choice, Joe, give me a call.
That's Will Wilkinson. He's a research fellow at the Cato Institute. A link to his blog is at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening. American Public Media. AI.